Message number 957. I give no man the authority to judge another, to speak evil of another, or to cast aspersions on the spirituality of another soul. Sunday, November 3, 2013 at 19:07. My dearly beloved daughter, the way to identify a satanic attack is to look at the way in which souls who are infested by the evil one behave. They will never be calm. Instead, with a fierce restlessness, they will scream obscenities, lie, and roar with anger at their targets. Satan and his demons are in a terrible rage right now, and they will attack everyone and anyone in their path who proclaims the word of God during these times. Souls who are full of the traits associated with the devil, such as pride, arrogance, and an exaggerated respect for their own flawed human intelligence, will be the first in line to attack those who lead my remnant army. Every tactic, every deed, and every verbal onslaught will be laced with a deep and abiding hatred for the souls they will attack. Their attacks will always result as if you, the victims, have been kicked in the stomach, a classic satanic attack. When you witness calumny, false accusations, and slander against you, my beloved followers, you will know then that this could never come from me or Jesus. I give no man the authority to judge another, to speak evil of another, or to cast aspersions on the spirituality of another soul in the eyes of God. Only I, Jesus Christ, can judge man for his sins. No one else has been given this right, for this belongs only to me. When you judge another in my holy name with hatred in your heart, you too will be judged by me according to your works. When you hurt another child of God and declare them to be evil, then you too will be judged to be evil in my eyes. An eye for an eye, this will be your punishment. You may think you are justified when you defame another soul in my name, but instead you are an enemy in my eyes. Those who exalt themselves before me by claiming that their human knowledge of spiritual matters makes them superior, then they must know that they will become nothing. When you deny me and declare that my holy word comes from the mouth of the evil one, then you have signed your destiny and you will never see my face. No mercy can be yours, for you have blasphemed against me. My warning to those who betray me is this: fight me and you will never win. My power is almighty. No man will ever defeat me. Yet many will break my heart as they try to compete with me, declare themselves to be greater than me, and say that their knowledge is superior to mine. Away from me, you ungrateful men and women. Your sins of blasphemy will never be forgotten. Jesus Christ, Savior of humanity.